Another day of high numbers of new COVID-19 cases in Arkansas. At today's press briefing, Governor Asa Hutchinson announced 990 new cases, 8 additional deaths from the virus, and a jump of 17 in the number of people hospitalized because of COVID-19. 7 counties had at least 37 new cases, including Newton County, a sparsely populated rural county, reporting 55 new cases. Governor Hutchinson says most of the cases in Newton County are in the older demographic, and he says the state is investigating if there is an infection spreading in a long-term care facility. The governor says there were just more than 8,000 test results in the previous 24-hour monitoring period, and he says the cumulative positivity rate in Arkansas remains at 8%. The governor was asked today about a decision by the Arkansas Legislative Council to not suspend rules so they could honor a request by the State Department of Health to spend $7 million on targeted contact tracing among Latinx and Marshallese populations, communities that have been disproportionately affected by the virus. The governor was asked what kind of message he thinks that rejection of suspending the rules by the Legislative Council sends.
Well, it's not a good message at all. I mean, the fact is the Center for Disease Control recommended a special investment and some increased testing, contact tracing, and emphasis on the Latinx and the Marshallese populations there in Northwest Arkansas. And the CARES Act Steering Committee expanded that to include other parts of the state that had high minority populations that were impacted. And so the funds are there, and there's urgency in this action. And I'm anxious for the Legislative Council to approve that because it is needed. We have 900 cases today. We want to take aggressive action. There's pressure on the Department of Health to do this and to get it done and to get it right. And we want to utilize our partners, and this is part of it. So I hope that the Legislative Council, while they didn't act on it today, will meet again very quickly and act on that and pass it, because we need that done. We need those resources.
The governor was also asked about the president's comment that some schools may need to delay in-person classes in locations with high rates of infection.
Well, I mean, whenever you look at the nation and you're looking at Texas and California and Florida that are hot spots in the combination of both high rates of positivity, but also a very, very high population and high number of cases. So you got to put it in perspective as to what he's referencing whenever he says that. I did notice that the CDC guidelines came out, and I haven't studied them thoroughly yet, but they indicate that they look at the positivity rate and that we'd like to see it closer to 5% positivity rate as we reopen schools. And so we've got a lot of work to do over the next 30 days.
And the governor says, as another summer weekend begins, it's important to be responsible and do the right things, he says, to help slow the spread of the virus.
900 cases is too high. We need to reduce that so we can continue to make progress. So follow all the guidelines, wear your mask, make sure that you socially distance. If you go outside, just be careful, because it's the backyard barbecues, it is the swim parties, it is other things that we're not careful in that can lead to a spread of this. So I'm asking all Arkansans to be particularly careful this weekend.
Pulaski County had the most new cases reported, 144. Washington County reporting 82 new cases, Benton County 55, and Sebastian County 38.